Title: Session for Sampler Rack Using Session View to Arrangement View in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DnB Vibes Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This session is all about one of the most powerful workflows in Ableton Live for Jungle and Old School DnB drums. Building a performance-ready sampler drum rack in Session View, jamming it like an instrument, and then printing that whole performance into Arrangement View so you can do proper edits, transitions, and the classic tape-style cut-ups. The vibe target here is simple: breaks that feel alive and chaotic in the right way, but still land on proper phrasing so it sounds intentional and DJ-ready. And we're going advanced, so I'm assuming you already know your way around warping, routing, and basic drum programming. Let's set the foundation. First, set your tempo somewhere in that classic pocket, 165 to 174 BPM. I'm going to sit at 172. That tends to snap into that old-school energy fast. Now open the groove pool and grab an MPC swing groove. MPC 16 swing, anywhere from 55 to 60. Start at 56. Then set timing fairly strong, like 80 to 100%, and add just a touch of random, maybe 5 to 10%. The point is controlled looseness. Jungle doesn't feel right when everything is grid perfect, but it also falls apart if you smear the transients. Set global quantization to 1 bar. Keep it there for your main sections. Later, we'll get clever with fill clips using per clip quantization so you can jab fills without train wrecks. Now let's build the instrument we're going to perform. Create a new MIDI track and drop a drum rack on it. Name it Drums Jungle Rack. This matters because once your set gets complex, naming is sanity. Inside the drum rack, we're going to treat it like a whole drum machine. Break chops, kick layers, snare layers, hats and rides, and then percussion and effects hits like rewinds or impacts. Here's a layout that works well. Pad C1 to F1 for break chops, G1 to A#1 for kicks, B1 to D2 for snares and claps, E2 to G2 for hats and rides, and A2 to C3 for percussion and effects. Color code those areas if you're a visual person. It sounds small, but when you're performing scenes, your eyes need to find stuff instantly. Next, the break. This is the heart of the sound. Drag an Amen or similar break onto pad C1. That loads up Simpler. Put Simpler into slice mode. Set slicing to transient, then adjust sensitivity until you get somewhere around 12 to 24 slices. That range tends to give you enough detail to do jungle edits without turning it into a million tiny pieces. Turn warp on if needed. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve transients. Then tighten the envelope around 20 to 40 so your chops stay punchy and not flubby. Now you've got a big decision point, and both are valid. Option 1. Keep it all inside this one simpler and trigger slices via MIDI notes. That's fast and clean. Option 2. Slice to drum rack, so each slice becomes its own pad. This is super common in jungle because it becomes insanely playable. If you do that, here's the pro move. Select all those slice chains and group them. Create an instrument rack inside the drum rack chain. Think of it as a break group, so you can process the whole chopped break together, like it's one instrument, even though it's many slices. Now we add the modern support layers. This is where old-school character meets modern consistency. On a kick pad, say G1, load a tight kick, something with a focused low end and a clean transient. Put EQ8 on it and high pass gently at about 25 to 30 HC. That's just cleaning sub-rumble you can't really use. If it's boxy, dip around 200 to 350 HC a little. Then add saturator. Drive it 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. This is one of those jungle cheats. You get level and attitude without needing a whole chain of plugins. Then add a compressor, not sidechain yet, just for shape. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so the transient still hits. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds so it breathes musically. Ratio between 2:1 and 4:1 depending on how aggressive you want it. For the snare layer, on something like B1, load a snare that has a reliable crack, then add drum bus. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15. Crunch low to moderate. Usually keep boom off here, because we want the sub and low mids to stay controlled. Boom can easily turn to mud once the break is going and the bass line arrives. Then EQ8. If the snare needs body, a small boost around 180 to 220 HC. If it needs presence, a boost around 3 to 6 KHC. The goal. The break gives you the story and the texture. The layers give you the consistent punch that holds up through an entire tune. Now we make it performable, because Session View isn't just for triggering loops. It's for playing your track structure. After the drum rack on the track, an auto effect rack. This is your macro performance strip. Devices I want you to think about are: auto filter for sweeps and telephone moments, saturator for dirt, drum bus for smack and crunch, a compressor for glue, a short reverb for that tapiro room on snare accents, and utility for width and output trim. Map a set of macros that are big, obvious, and safe. For example, a break high-pass macro from about 40 up to 250 Hz, a dirt macro that drives saturation from 0 to 8 dB, a smash macro that pushes drum bus drive, a crunch macro that increases crunch, a room macro that brings in a short reverb just a little, like under 12% wet, with decay under about 1.2 seconds, a glue macro that lowers the compressor threshold to give you maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction when you push it, a width macro that stays conservative, like 80 to 120%, and an output trim macro because every time you add dirt and smash, you'll get louder, and loudness is not the same as better. Now, one really practical coaching thing. Build a safe state. Make one macro that basically returns you to normal. That means it pulls the filter back down, reduces drive, maybe reduces sends. You can map multiple parameters to one macro so one turn gets you back to clean baseline. This saves performances. Jungle is fun until you realize you recorded 2 minutes of permanently filtered chaos. Next, we go to session view, because this is where the workflow becomes the secret weapon. You're going to build a grid of clips that represent sections and variations, not just one loop repeated. Think like a phrase sequencer. A clean layout is, scene 1 is a rolling main, scene 2 is A2 rolling with a hat lift or a slightly different break emphasis, scene 3 is Be Busier chops, then you want a couple 1-bar fills, a drop reset scene, where maybe hats stop and the kick feels heavier, a breakdown scene that's filtered and spaced out, and an outro scene that has rides and edits but backs off intensity. Clip lengths, mains are 4 or 8 bars, fills are 1 bar, sometimes 2 if it's a turnaround. And here's the jungle programming mentality. Keep your backbeat consistent enough that it reads as DNB, usually snare on 2 and 4, but let the break do the talking with offbeats and ghost hits. Then at phrase ends, bar 4 or bar 8, you sprinkle stutters, maybe 30-second notes, or a quick snare rush. Now, instead of doing everything in one clip and making it insanely complex, duplicate your main clip 3 to 5 times. In each duplicate, change just a couple decisions. Swap 1 or 2 snare hits for different slices. Add a few ghost notes with lower velocity. Add a reverse cymbal or a rewind hit at the end. The huge advantage is that each clip stays coherent, but when you rotate between them, it feels alive. Now we're going to make it evolve automatically using follow actions. Go to a break chop clip, open clip view, and look at launch. Turn on follow actions. For a 4-bar clip, set follow action time to 4 bars. Then set the actions to something like next and other. Set the chance around 70% next, 30% other. That creates controlled variation. It tends to move forward, but sometimes it jumps to a different variation, which is exactly that old school the break is breathing feeling. For fill clips, keep them simple. Follow action time 1 bar, then return to previous or first so you always land back on a main groove. That's how you get hype without losing the floor. Now let's talk launch quantization strategy, because this is where advanced performers mess up or level up. Keep global quantization at 1 bar for the main scenes. For fills, set the clip's own launch quantization to 0.5 bar or 0.25 bar. That means you can punch in a fill quickly without changing the behavior of your entire set. And if you're doing stutter clips that are super short, keep legato off so they always restart cleanly. Stutters that start midway through a clip can sound like a mistake unless you're intentionally doing that. Next, the big moment, recording the performance into arrangement. Hit arrangement record in the top transport. Now stay in session view and perform. Think like a DJ with phrases. Maybe 16 bars of a, 16 bars of a 2, 16 bars of B, drop a fill every 8 or 16 bars. Do a breakdown filtered for 8 bars. Hit a drop reset, then slam back to A. While you're recording, perform your macros, but do it with discipline. Here's a coach rule. Do one rehearsal pass where you only touch 2 or 3 macros, and literally note when you move them. Like, bar 15, filter rises bar 31, dirt up slightly bar 63, room up for a snare rush. Then on your real take, repeat those moves. This stops you from printing automation that's exciting once but doesn't read as structure. When you're done, hit tab and go to arrangement view. You'll see your clip launches laid out as an arrangement. Now you've captured the energy of performance, but you can edit with precision. And now we commit to audio, because real jungle magic happens when you print and cut. You have two main options. Freeze and flatten is the fast one. Right-click the drum track, freeze, then flatten. Now you have audio. or do a dedicated resample track, which is more flexible. Create a new audio track called Drum Resample. Set audio from to your drum track, or even master if you want to capture the whole vibe including returns. Arm it, record 8 or 16 bar sections. Then take that recorded audio and slice it to a new MIDI track by Transience. Now you're literally chopping your own performance, second generation. That's where the real weirdness shows up quickly, and it still feels cohesive because it's you. Once you're in arrangement with audio, use classic jungle transition tricks that don't rely on fancy FX. Do a micro stop right before a drop, remove a 1/16 or 1/8 and let the impact hit harder. Duplicate a snare for a flam moment. Reverse a cymbal tail into the silence. Those edits survive loud playback and they read as drama immediately. If you want a proven arrangement template, think in 32s and 64s. Intro 16 bars filtered and sparse. Then 16 bars where the kick and snare layer start to arrive. Then a 32 bar drop, a breakdown of 16. Then drop 2 for 32, heavier with more edits and maybe extra ride. Then an outro that strips layers and leaves break texture.